Chapter 2. He that dasheth in pieces is come up against thy face. Keep the fortress, watch the way, make thy loins strong, fortify thy power mightily. For Jehovah hath brought again the glory of Jacob as the glory of Israel. For the wasters have wasted them, and marred their vine branches. The shield of his mighty men is made red, the valiant men are in scarlet. The chariots glitter with the sheen of steel in the day of his preparation, and the spears are brandished. The chariots rush madly in the streets. They jostle one against another in the broad ways. The appearance of them is like torches. They run like lightnings. He bethinketh him of his nobles. They stumble in their march. They make haste to the wall thereof, and the shelter is prepared. The gates of the rivers are opened, and the palace melteth away. And it is decreed, she shall be uncovered, she shall be led away, and her maids shall moan as with the voice of doves drumming upon their breasts. Nineveh hath been like a pool of water since the day she existed, yet they flee away. Stand, stand, but none looketh back. Plunder the silver, plunder the gold, for there is no end of the splendid store of all precious vessels. She is empty and void and waste, and the heart melteth, and the knees smite together, and writhing pain is in all loins, and all their faces grow pale. Where is now the den of the lions, and the feeding place of the young lions? Where the lion, the lioness, and the lion's whelp walked, and none made them afraid? The lion tore in pieces enough for his whelps, and strangled for his lionesses, and filled his holes with prey, and his dens with raven. Behold, I am against thee, saith Jehovah of hosts, and I will burn her chariots into smoke, and the sword shall devour thy young lions, and I will cut off thy prey from the earth, and the voice of thy messengers shall no more be heard.